Welcome back, Tribe. Have an episode here that, well, at least a clip of Theo Von's podcast that a bunch of you have sent me. Apparently, it's gone pretty viral. And it's how free adult sites really work and who runs them. So apparently, she's been saying a lot of spicy things. And let's just see. Thou shall not be spoken about a certain group.
Pornhub, right? Pornhub is owned by a parent company. That all of this kind of I learned over the last 5 years. So called MindGeek.
Okay.
Now MindGeek has a monopoly on the global big porn industry. So we call it big porn because there's big porn, just like there's big tobacco, there's big pharma, there's big porn, and it's dominated by one company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That company was called MindGeek. They rebranded to ILO to try to escape their reputation as peddlers of crime.
Ah, okay. It's like Blackwater changed their name too, huh?
But with a $362 million loan from a hedge fund called Colbeck Capital and 125 secret investors who were outed as including JP Morgan Chase and Cornell University.
Wow.
They had basically rolled up the entire global porn industry under one company. So
they owned it, MindGeek.
Yeah, so they owned, you know, they were managing Playboy, Digital Playground, Wicked Pictures, Browsers, Reality Kings, pay sites, subscription sites, and then the tube site. So Pornhub and its sister sites. So Pornhub, YouPorn, RedTube, TubeBait, GayTube, XTube, you know, all I could go on and on.
Yeah.
They own the
I didn't even know about a lot of those, but she is really switched on.
Most popular tube sites.
Vegan Tube, is that one? That's no time for jokes. And who owns MindGeek?
So MindGeek was owned by a secret majority shareholder. So nobody
why
knew
is it secret?
Who the owner of...
You know, like you're doing something wrong and you have a negative impact on society. When you have to secretly invest in something, when you have to be a secret owner in a company, that's doing what? Why do you need to be so... cloak and dagger with everything, with all this dirty money that you're making? If it's okay, if it's so progressive, if there's nothing wrong with the product that you're selling, why is it all shrouded in mystery? Isn't that crazy? Ask yourselves this. And what effect does this product have on the minds of young men and young women that consume it, especially those in their formative years? Because everybody has access to the internet now, and they do absolutely no goddamn work in stopping the children from watching this stuff. Isn't it nuts?
If MindGeek was, when all of this began.
And were they in America?
No. We found out, so we found them, you know, through the course of this. There was an investigation called Hunt for the Porn King.
So they're not an American company. So you start on the Hunt for the Porn King.
Right. So we discovered who was the secret majority shareholder of the company, and his name was Bernd Bergmaier, and he was in Austria, and he lived part-time in Hong Kong. And
Bernd Bergmaier? Let's bring a picture of him up.
Yeah, you can.
I just want people to know
there he
is.
Yeah.
Bernd Bergmaier. Yeah. And let's look at Bergmaier. His Wikipedia. I just want to get a little...
Early life.
As a son of farmers in Ansfelden, attended grammar school in Linz, transferred to, he studied at University of Linz, wherever that is. He worked at Goldman Sachs in New York. He became the owner of porn site RedTube in 2013. He sold to the site Manwin, now known as Alio. He was a former majority owner of Pornhub and MindGeek. Okay.
Wow. Yep.
Just want to make sure
he was the majority, and then Feroz Antun and David DeSillo were the CEO and the COO, and they were the minority shareholders, and they had kind of hidden themselves from the public as well for a really long time.
Okay, and are these guys all from Austria? Are they all from a specific place?
So Canadian. So the company is an international corporation. Mm-hmm. They are headquartered in Canada, so they have most of their employees in Canada, but they have now they have an office in Texas. They had one in L.A., Cyprus, Romania,
MindGeek has offices everywhere.
Oh, no, Romania, please.
Yeah. So
I'm not surprised the degeneracy is in Romania. Dude, after living here for a year and some change now, I'm noticing some very disgusting things about the culture. I already knew it was the cam girl capital of Europe, and, you know, because of the differences in wages. But Jesus, also, you can't walk a street corner without seeing a little casino. Like, by the way, when they say casinos out here, they don't mean shit you see in Vegas, like monstrous sized casinos of Vegas style. They're talking about little betting stores, dude. It looks like you're walking into a fucking shack. Okay? a little hole in the wall, and they just have a bunch of little games. I'm sure there's big casinos here, but every place you go, there's a little hole in the wall casino place for degenerates to go gamble away all their money. It's like casinos, pharmacies, betting shops, whatever you want to call them. Degeneracy, bro, is disgusting.
And multinational corporation, huge corporation, hundreds of millions of dollars a year, multi-billion dollar corporate.
My people are getting pimped out. It's the truth. Pimped out camgirling and pimped out degenerate gambling. I see it with my own eyes, dude. The smartest of us have left this place. It's the truth. The smartest of Eastern Europe, the ones that could get away, have left. All that's left is this place is depopulated quickly. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful place if you come here with like remote work or money that you could take advantage of the power of the dollar and live in a pretty peaceful, quiet place. It's pretty clean. But dude, the aging of the society, the degeneracy that you see out in the, not out in the open, but the fact that it bothers me personally. A lot of people may not have problems with it, but I'm sure they have their fangs deep in government. There's a lot of corruption. But the amount of betting little casinos or all this shit that I've seen around here, dude, sometimes I think about running for office and absolutely dismantling all this shit at the cost of my own life just because. Why not? Let's shake shit up and survive a few, or maybe not assassination attempts, but at least wake the people up. Hey, you're being fucking pimped, dude. That's why some of these places are just in poverty. Not abject poverty, but they should be on Western Europe standards and quality of life. The people here are not stupid, but they've been enslaved, and then the people at the top are corrupted, and then there is no change imminent. So changing the system itself, they already changed elections here. I'm not trying to get this political, but we know if you're paying attention, Romania basically had elections. Some dude used TikTok, ended up being the one in the first place that got elected. They annulled that shit. Democracy here, please. But we got casinos for days. We got cam chicks for days. Whatever other bullshit. Everybody's skimming off the top and shit for days. Then they complain like, why is the country so shit? Well, the best left, bro. They saw the writing on the wall. That's why. Now the only people coming in are basically like wealthy expats that just want a quiet, peaceful life and they don't really give a shit about anything else.
Operation with a monopoly on the global big porn industry.
And how much money was it bringing in a year?
Yeah, they're estimating about $500 million per year. The value of the company is multiple billions of dollars. And you know, Pornhub was a flagship site, so this was the cash cow of the company. This is how, not only are they making money on 4.6 billion ad impressions every day and all of the traffic they're getting, but they're advertising their pay sites on the free sites, right? So they kind of have this ecosystem where they advertise browsers on Pornhub and drive traffic to all the other websites that they own.
I thought it was browsers, which is crazy, but also, I don't care. I mean, it's either way, it's bad.
Yeah, content is king for the porn tube sites. You have to understand this, that it's about getting unrestricted, massive amounts of content so that they could get picked up in Google search results so that they can drive massive amounts of traffic so they can sell all those ad impressions and make hundreds of millions of dollars a year on free porn, okay? Worst thing they could do is take content down from the site. But they started to delete millions of videos. They deleted 10 million videos and over 30 million images basically in 24 hours, and what Financial Times called probably the biggest takedown of content in internet history. They deleted all of their unverified videos because they had no idea who was a child and like who was 16 and who was 18.
Right.
Wow. Who was, what was rough sex and what was rape? They had no idea what was consensually recorded and non-consensually uploaded, right? And so they took down that much content.
Because they're worried about the money.
Yeah. They wanted to woo the credit card companies back.
Right.
As they said, okay, we have to do this. They basically deleted their site. 80% of it at the time.
Wow.
They had 30 moderators moderating the millions of videos on Pornhub. Now,
come on, bro. This just you got 30 dudes trying to moderate hundreds of millions of videos, unvetted, just upload that shit willy-nilly. You use this system because it basically ballooned you up to be the top. You have videos out there that are obviously non-consensual and not legal in any way. Probably there was a period of little like golden age of the hub where people were just searching for all sorts of crazy shit, I'm assuming, and they found anything and everything they wanted, which helped propel them to this. And meanwhile, everybody's partaking in this disgusting loop of degeneracy and evil where people are being taken advantage of. Because how else would it grow to be the king unless it was with this kind of edge that it needed to have over its competitors? That's crazy, dude. Meanwhile, enslaving the mind of a man, messing up his ability to chase his goals long term, how he deals with stress, forces him into like coping habits that are bad for him. Whenever something goes wrong, he goes to the hub to relieve himself. And then as he does that, he loses the energy, the ambition, and the drive to go out there and try again. And guys get stuck in this, and the addiction comes on strong because, look, dude, sex affects men differently than it does women. That's why a vast majority of those people on that site are men. That's why men will pay for sex. That's why men are so enthralled and addicted to and constantly think about sex. It just affects us. We're wired different. But these guys on these sites understand how the mind of a man works, and they're making millions of dollars off you consuming their content. You're the product. If it's free, you're the product. Now, if you're an adult and you want to watch this stuff, and that's your right. But here's the problem. How many of these millions of users are underage kids? Why does nobody ask that question? Why aren't there guardrails in place? And how do we prevent this? I don't have all the answers, but I'm just saying, isn't it disgusting that it even happened on Twitch, guys? Twitch was a fairly benign gamer website that you would watch dudes essentially, high level, were the popular ones, play video games with skills that you could probably never have, or they were just super entertaining personalities. And then women took over, and then it became sexualized. And then they started doing like hot tub meta and very sexually suggestive, like just poses in general or sitting positions while they were basically fake playing a game that they absolutely sucked at, but they sexualized themselves in such a manner that they ended up getting to the top of the streamer boards essentially, and they were pushed. Why? Because they were getting tons of ad revenue from these people. I mean, the site rapidly devolved into basically it was all gaming and stuff into like absolute degeneracy. I don't know what, is left of Twitch these days. Is it even still about games? But damn, man, that's the same kind of predatory shit on what was at the time, or still probably is, a segment of the population of teenage boys that are highly susceptible to this kind of content. And it could be easy to manipulate them into giving you money. It's not hard to swipe your parents', credit card for $5 for your little in-game transaction. They have no idea what you're doing, $10. They have no idea you're donating to a chick because she's got her boobs out, or that she's bouncing up and down a ball in a hot tub. Like, these people, the system and these people, the websites, are making money off taking advantage of young men.
I'll compare that with Facebook's 15,000 moderators, and they still don't have enough. These moderators, they were viewing between 800 and 2,000 videos per shift, clicking through those videos with the sound off, just clicking through them, guessing. Like, I call it the underage guessing game. Like, this is a game of Russian roulette with people's lives. They're trying to guess who's 15 and who's 18, who's 16 and who's 19. Like, nobody can do that on a, like, even a pediatrician can't do that.
Yeah, and what happens to your brain at a certain point after seeing so much traumatic stuff that you were even, like, that should be a crime in putting a employee through that.
Well, I've spoken to those, and some of those employees I call friends today because they—
Really? Have they said that they've seen some, it's been really intense?
Their conscience was pricked.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they came forward, and I've spent hours and hours in person and online and on the phone speaking to them, trying to understand how all of this worked. And one of them is especially dear to me. And he told me that it was so hard on him to do this job, but he needed the money. And he was abused as a child.
Jesus.
He was sexually abused as a child.
Wow.
So it was especially hard for him to do this. But I think that's
almost wonder why he went and did it. It's like you could find something else to do, probably.
I mean,
not calling him out, but it's like maybe there's some weird thing that's created there too that, like,
I don't know. I appreciate what he did in coming forward. So this is the company. This is who we're kind of coming up against, right? And so all of this started to take off and go viral, and victims are coming forward, whistleblowers. I told you about the former owner who came forward. His name is Fabian Tillman, and he was called the Zuckerberg of porn.
Let's bring him up. I just want to get I want to put a face to these guys. Fabian Tillman. He looks Danish,
it's
huh?
T-H-Y. Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Looks exactly like
he's the one that put Pornhub on the map. You know, he kind of had this vision for...
The German entrepreneur who once built the biggest adult entertainment company in the world. Let's see him. That's him. Fabian. Okay. So he's one of the guys schlepping it.
So he's the one who actually revealed to me who the secret majority shareholder was that he sold the company to. Yeah, he reached out in summer 2020 to say he wanted to help. And so one of the things that he did was he exposed the secret majority shareholder's name.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, go after the credit card companies.
Wow.
As the former owner, he said, if you want to make a difference here, you go after the credit card companies to cut ties. And so that was... Now, what I didn't realize at the time, I was suspicious, right? Why is he wanting to help? And I kind of later found out that he had intention to try to buy back the company. So he kind of wanted to make a killing again. So I think he wanted to help take snake. It down, buy it.
Bro, what a snake, dude. These unscrupulous individuals is like, putting it mildly. Imagine you're doing this kind of work, trying to help people out, escape the, you know, maybe the traps that they're in. They're being peddled for this kind of content online against maybe their will, or stuff was uploaded against your will in general, even if you recorded consensually. Like, who knows, right? And then this owner is like, you know what? I'm already a millionaire. I had a change of conscience, you know, like, let me help you take this down because the website got out of control. This isn't what I created. They've metastasized it into this. And I want this off the internet. Nah, the dude was like, bro, I sold too early. I need my company back. Here's how you destroy my own company so I could buy it back and just get paid and then sell it back to somebody else in a few years. What the hell, dude? These people are evil. This is pure evil. That's crazy.
And then find a way to do it back, probably with crypto or something on a different chain.
I don't know what he was thinking, but he wanted to buy it back, which I found out later on.
This is crazy.
But the CEO and the CEO, COO and the CEO were forced to resign as well. And today they're being sued by nearly 300 victims in 25 lawsuits, including multiple class actions on behalf of tens of thousands of child victims. And they're doing amazing in the courts. So much more evidence has been uncovered in legal discovery. So discovery is this amazing tool.
Mm-hmm.
When you engage in a civil lawsuit, the court gives you permission to get behind your opponent. So you can get their text messages, you can get their emails, you can get, and so much has come out of
Can you imagine?
Like, you just couldn't believe. The site is still online. You know, it's been purchased now. They're trying to do this whole rebrand. So it was sold as a distressed asset to a company that they created themselves to buy Pornhub.
Okay.
Of course.
They're called Ethical Capital Partners.
Wow.
But beautiful, beautiful, guys. And I guarantee it's probably the same people that were owning it before or whatever, right? Come on. How could this get any worse? Ethical Partners. Ethical. Adult Entertainment. Ethical.
Ethical Capital Partners. And who are the main bigwigs in that company? Do we know?
Yes, we do. They have themselves online. You know, the guy that's out there kind of trying to do this whole rebrand of Pornhub, like, we're Ethical Capital Partners.
Oh my God.
His name is Solomon Friedman. And he is a criminal defense attorney. So
is he really? A Jewish guy from where? Where's he from?
Canada.
Maybe he's Jewish.
He's from Canada. Yeah.
He wants to rebrand and just make it more ethical?
Well, I mean, that's what they're saying, right? They're saying they call themselves Ethical Capital, yet at the same time, you know, they didn't.
So Ethical Capital Partners, there's still stuff out there that's not supposed to be there.
Yes, they still haven't actually implemented the preventative policy.
Of course. What's ethical about it?
It's just a farce. I mean, it's just, you know, and that's why I think it's so important to sound the alarm on this rebrand, because from a victim's perspective, like, this is also a miscarriage of justice for them to go out there and try to resuscitate Pornhub's brand to say, oh, we're Ethical Capital. Listen, the men who made that decision to have 30 moderators just guessing what's rough sex and rape, guessing, and they guess wrong all the time. They were skipping through 2,000, you know, thousands of videos per shift. And they're still running Pornhub today. So they're still on the sixth floor Aquamarine Montreal Tower of that corporation running Pornhub today. Yes, the CEO and the COO were forced to resign, but they have the same CFO. They have the same CLO.
Who's the CFO? Let's see.
Eddie DeSanto.
Eddie DeSanto, bring him up.
I don't know if you'll find him. They try to hide his face. Some of them, I mean, you can find Ryan Hogan, Matt Caliche. So you can look up Kareem Elmarazi. He is the CPO, and he's running it today.
Kareem Elmarazi.
So there that's he is. Him. So and so he's there today, right?
Yep. About him from Canada.
It's weird. Can you believe this shit? I can't even read his comment section because. Go read his comment section if you want. I can't read that shit because it gets you terminated. But if you're not doing anything wrong, why must you hide so much? It's perfectly legal, they tell you. But a part of the business, a large part of the business seems to be very illegal. It seems to be getting its beak wet in the absolute most disgusting, depraved, evil things that you could possibly do. Something that would make society gag as a whole. Dude, and what would happen? Think of this scenario. Now, what would happen if you went on The Hub and you watched some videos and you didn't know you were watching something that was illegal, right? Because it was uploaded unverified. And now there's a history on your computer of you watching this. Now, what would happen if you were, I don't know, somebody in the public space, or maybe you started sounding the alarm on something on social media and you became a public figure, or you just pissed off the wrong people? And we knew from the Edward Snowden leaks, like all the data the NSA keeps on Americans and shit like that. Like they keep so much data on you. They have a whole profile of you that they could basically go back and see everything you've ever done. Like what happens if someone just wants to blackmail you? Like, you know, someone just shows up with an email. Hey, you should open this. And then it's got your entire history, everything you've done. And it's like, yeah, we got you pinned to the wall. You're done, buddy. You had no idea. You had no idea. This shit, this website was profiting off doing business like this. You were unknowingly an accomplice in it. You had no idea, but the law won't care. You're still going to be judged guilty for partaking in that viewing of said illegal content. And can you imagine? Now you're under the thumb of someone. I bet you this is how our politicians are under the thumb of God knows what foreign governments and, you know, unscrupulous actors. Because it's weird how you try to explain away a politician's decisions to go against the electorate, even at the expense of him losing his job. Like, you know, they can turn down money as long as it doesn't cost them their job. You know what I mean? Like someone will turn down money because, this position you're trying to take me... you're trying to get me to take, or this legislation you want me to write will absolutely cost me my next term. This money is not worth it. But to get a politician to back something as disgusting as a piece of legislation that grossly takes away the rights of their citizens or grossly goes against the electorate for which he got elected by could only mean that you're compromised. Imagine that. How many senators, congressmen, heads of state, I don't know, from local to state to federal, how many people are actually compromised by stuff like this in our government? And so how can our government run efficiently? How can the government be for the people? Can you imagine if you're the kind of person with connections like this, with power like this, with access to this kind of information? Is it at all any question to anybody that our society is being run into the ground by people that would openly sell you information just so you can tear apart their company so they can come back to buy it again to make more millions of dollars again while changing absolutely nothing but deepening their pockets at the expense of your children? What? Or maybe even your own mental health if you're struggling with addiction and adult entertainment. There's a lot of people out there that are struggling with that stuff. That's crazy to me, dude. Think twice about watching some of this crap, really. It's so heavily ingrained in culture. They've normalized it so much, but it's really, really, really weird how they all try to hide themselves so much, or something as simple as adult entertainment, because they tell us it's just that simple. Oh, it's normal. Oh, it's two adults consenting. It does nothing to your brain. It's fine. Nothing gets rewired. No neurons. Nothing. Nothing changes your ability with, handling dopamine and all that stuff. Oh, it's okay. So they tell us. Weird. Cloak and dagger everything, huh? Behind the veils. Think twice, boys. It really isn't healthy for you. Anywho, let me know what you guys think of this episode below. These comments. Jesus. I'll read this one really quickly. He's been adult entertainment free for 3 years now, and he's so glad not to contribute to this dark side of humanity anymore. Yes, indeedy. Yeah, the comment section, too spicy. Anyway, boys, rules for thee, not for me, right? We'll see you guys in the next one. Take care.